your stars and all the gold. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy from Tomorrowland Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, baby.
How are you, man?
Pretty good.
Keeping it real?
Keeping it for real.
For real?
Yeah, that's right. I am legit.
Too legit to quit?
Too legit to quit.
Too legit. Too legit to quit. Too legit. Too legit to quit. Too legit.
Okay. He's just going to keep going, folks.
How are you doing today, buddy?
Good.
Anything new?
No, it was a rather uneventful day. Went to work, came home, took a nap, played Doom.
Boom. Oh, did you have any good dreams during your nap?
I had a weird dream.
Okay, can we talk about the dream?
No, it was just like, I was shopping with the family at a store that felt familiar, but looking back on it, it was like, what the heck? Who orients this store like that?
Is it like a Walmart or something?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Did they sell some like geeky stuff there? Or?
No, not that I remember.
Okay.
It wasn't another 2-foot dream, was it?
No. Everybody kept their pants on.
Oh my gosh. Hey, if you'd hear, Leviticus is with us today. Hey, Leviticus.
Manpon, son.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Good. What's new with you?
Baby.
Yes, you got a baby Levi on the way.
Well, it's a female Levi.
Female Levi, yeah. Still a baby Levi. It still came from your groin.
6 weeks away tomorrow.
The passion of your groins.
Oh, man.
You and your daggum crotch fruit.
Oh, God. So, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty pumped.
You're not going to go like all Anakin and freak out and turn to the dark side before you...
You turned my baby against me!
She's a baby. She doesn't understand.
She doesn't understand.
Tommy Two Stars said horrible things, Leviticus. He said
horrible things.
He said you killed younglings.
No.
Who are you gonna believe? Who are you gonna believe? Tommy One Kenobi.
Tommy One.
Tommy Two Stars Kenobi
Force. Hey, did you guys hear that? We talked a couple weeks ago about Lando Calrissian and Billy Dee Williams, mm-hmm. and how he used to advertise for Colt 45. He is the official spokesperson for Colt 45 again.
Oh, really?
And they're giving him the honor, and they're going to put his face on cans of Colt 45.
Oh, man.
Oh,
we need to get a special edition, like, draw on it, make it look like Lando.
Why can't Admiral Ackbar be, like, the spokesperson? Because I would love to have his face on cans.
He should be on Clamato.
It's a trap!
You're tricking my family.
Oh. Or he could have his own brand of frappuccinos called Frap.
It's a frap!
Oh, man. I was hoping that in the newest Star Wars they would have had him say it didn't even have to be it's a trap, but some kind of phrase.
Yeah, he said something. He alluded to you can't repel forces of those magnitude. It was very similar.
Okay,
to that.
Right.
But it wasn't as appeasing.
Right.
We got two more movies.
Yeah.
You think they'll have him do it?
I hope so. Yeah, something related, or maybe changing it up.
Let's get pulling off the topic.
I think he dies of his own trap. He sets a trap.
Finn decides he wants lobster Thermidor.
Somebody needs to make a YouTube video of that.
A guard of these just trying to trick me. I'm sure their traps all over this place. I'm making my own traps.
Yes, click, boom.
My trap.
Get some butter quick.
I'm delicious.
I'm delicious.
Give me a frap.
So,
I don't know why I just realized this. Admiral Akbar sounds a lot like Nixon.
I cannot tell a lie.
Oh, man.
I am not a Mon Calamari. I am not a lobster.
Hey, guess what, Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Food, glorious food.
Hot sausage and mustard.
Oh, that felt good in my soul.
You almost broke the glass.
That's good.
There.
Oh, man. Oh, put it in my soul. Ooh, that was weird. I got butterflies in my tummy right now. We're going to talk about movie theater snacks today.
Great topic.
There's lots of different movie theater snacks, and I thought I would list some off.
I think in this season for us, this is the most I've been to the movies in a long time, so this is perfect.
And that's kind of what sparked it for me. Because we have been going to lots of movies. There has been, and I'm sure a lot of our fellow geeks have been going to lots of movies. There's a lot of good ones out right now. So, Force Awakens, right? Civil War.
Be the drive-in?
Deadpool. Like,
Deadpool, yeah.
Why can't we go to the drive-in?
I don't think there's any drive-ins around.
There's, yeah. I don't know, I think somewhere, I'm going to say down south, past Fort Myers or something.
Cape Coral somewhere?
Maybe.
They still have drive-ins, and they sell snacks at drive-ins.
Isn't the
too?
Screens bigger at drive-ins?
Huge!
Yeah, they're huge.
And really X-Men huge. Apocalypse comes out next week.
Caroline. Huge, Caroline.
This movie's gonna be huge, Caroline.
So, list of snacks. You can have soda.
Popcorn.
Pretzels. Mm. Pretzel bites.
Hot pretzels.
Nachos.
Nachos.
Hot dogs. Ice cream bites. Mini corn dogs. M&M's. Mm. Junior mints.
Are we gonna break down every candy?
Dots. Reese's Pieces. Raisinets.
Red Vines.
Raisinets. Snow Caps.
Airheads.
Mike and Ike's.
Airhead Dots. Unwrapped Starburst.
Okay. Sour Patch Kids. Bunch of Crunch. Twizzlers. Skittles. Boom.
Okay. Twizzlers or Red Vines?
I love Twizzlers. But Red Vines have that kind of like sharp taste to them.
I say Red Vine just because of Harry Potter the musical.
Nah, I like Twizzlers.
I'm going full on Red Vines.
Ah!
Red Vines are pretty good.
They're turned him against me!
Anakin, you're breaking my heart!
You were like a brother to me!
I loved you!
I loved food! So now I'm gonna throw you in lava and watch you burn!
I like Red Vines because they're sweeter and softer.
I think Twizzlers are softer.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Red Vines are chewier.
No, Twizzlers are chewier.
Yeah, Twizzlers are
Red
chewier.
Red Vines are softer and they're hollow in the center.
And they taste more
which
like
means
cherry,
then you can
right?
bite the
like
ends off and then put it in your drink and yeah, then put it in your mouth.
It is a much better straw. Than
somebody's
a
touching my foot.
You know what I don't see a whole lot of anymore? Is black licorice.
Oh,
right.
You don't like black licorice? Do you like
all over the room? No. No.
Do you like Jägermeister? Stop it with the liquor in
it. Oh, God.
No. I
you don't like Jägermeister either?
No.
I like
Only if you see Jägermeister if you're 21 years or older and drive safely. You're like a responsible adult.
You can have black licorice anytime, though.
Yes, and it tastes exactly the same in Jägermeister.
So just liquefy a black licorice in your
mouth. When I was younger, in my wee crazy days.
His wee crazy?
And I would drink Jaeger, but it would be a Jaeger bomb, so I wouldn't taste full on Jaeger.
You ever see the YouTube video of Jaeger bombs?
Jaeger bombs. His new haircut.
Yeah, this is my new haircut.
I like it straight. I'm a straight Jaeger guy.
I've had it both ways.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I had it recently. I can't remember where it was, but I did have a shot of Jaeger here recently.
Saturday.
I know. I was just kind of trying to keep it discreet a little bit. But hey, it's out in the open now. Anyways, I didn't really mind the taste. I think it was because I wasn't. I didn't even know it was.
Oh, it was, yeah.
And I think that's why I was just like, oh, okay, whatever.
It was a small shot too.
Yeah, it wasn't big. All right, Tommy. So what is your favorite, out of the my big list, what is your favorite snack?
If I'm going to the movies, I'm going to pick something sweet and something small that I can put in my mouth.
Okay.
So like Starburst or Skittles, Airheads, little Airheads.
So you like the fruity varieties.
Yeah.
Okay. How about, so that's your favorite snack, something, some small fruity candy.
Yeah.
How about you, Leviticus?
I always go towards, which our theater doesn't have them, but I'm going to always go towards Red Vines.
And
licorice. Okay. I might get a little bit of the smaller candies on the side, like some Skittles or, you know, Tom mentioned Starburst. I'll get those on the side, but my main course is probably Red Vines.
You know what I just thought of that I really loved when I was a kid? When they used to do little kids box thingies that came with popcorn, Airhead, and a little soda.
Yeah.
Those things are
great.
That was awesome.
Yeah, those are awesome. You know what makes me mad about our movie theater?
What makes you mad?
What makes you angry?
All these new movies that are coming out, they do these special things, like a midnight release night. You could get a Star Wars cup, or you could get a Civil War t-shirt, or you could get a straw. And a lot of times they're sold out by the time we get there. I don't even have them. Okay, so that's a little random.
Is it because we didn't go to the midnight?
We almost got a t-shirt last time.
Yeah, but because they were like, nobody's bought one.
Yeah, but then the guy was too busy and couldn't go in the back and get it.
Well, they said they didn't have the sizes that we wanted.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it was. Because
they're too fat.
Even though nobody bought them, which is weird. It's like, you should have those sizes if no one's bought anything.
You got a bunch of geeks coming to this movie. You think you'd get XL
big,
or bigger.
Fat geek size.
I'm angry! Where's my t-shirt?
My favorite snack. What is your favorite snack?
Let's say like licorice flavored t-shirts on.
Oh my gosh.
Anything I don't like, I'm just going to give the throw up.
No. My go-to snack has always been popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I love just getting a huge tub. Now recently,
with all that artificial
butter
on it.
Now recently I can't eat as much popcorn or shouldn't really eat it. But I love me some popcorn, a bunch of artificial butter. And then some salt. And then my go-to snack has always been Raisinets. Mm. And what I would do is I would get some Raisinets, and I would put them in the popcorn.
Ooh.
And I'd dump them in there. And then every once in a while, you'd get a little bit of salty popcorn, but then some sweet Raisinets mixed in. And it was pretty amazing. And that was kind of my go-to. So with that, what is your favorite combo snack?
Combo movie snack.
Because a lot of people like the certain candy.
I've got mine
with
in the
certain
hole.
Thing. I know Larry likes to get Sour Patch Kids sometimes. She eats those. My wife likes to get Junior Mints. You know, and then obviously you could get soda. Soda and popcorn. But I don't know if you could really consider that a combo.
Well, I would say this is a good combo. If you take like your Red Vine, like we were talking about, I knew where you were going. I cut you off. Like, my favorite is soda and Red Vine, but it's not. So that's like, I would say that's more than like, you know, just like a regular combo. That's pretty specific.
Soda and Red Vines.
Yeah.
So taking your soda, your Red Vine, and putting it in as your straw.
Yeah.
What kind of soda?
Red Vines too.
Cherry
Coke would probably go good.
Well,
with
either that or Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
I would do with Dr. Pepper all the time. Either that, or you take sour Skittles and you drop them in. There you go.
Do you ever get the like frozen Cokes, like the Icy's?
Nah, Crystal loves those. Yeah. I'm not big on Icy's.
I used to love those all the time.
I drink them too fast.
Yeah,
I drink them.
I do that too. It's not that it makes me cold. It's that all the syrup goes to the bottom. Then you drink it. Then you're just stuck with this ice pilaf.
Ice pilaf. Rice pilaf. Do you guys like the other varieties, like nachos, like with the plastic cheese and jalapenos?
I've never bought it, but I'll eat it if someone
makes I'm just not crazy about theater nachos. They're just so cheap. And
they are.
Yeah.
Nothing special. The cheese isn't good.
But isn't that what makes them good? Is that they're cheap?
They're bad for you, and it's great.
No.
It's like Taco Bell.
No.
Oh, Taco Bell nachos are the whip, man. Oh.
I'm not... No.
No? Okay. How about hot dogs? You ever had hot dogs?
Yeah, hot dogs are okay.
They're good.
Yeah.
It'd be a little. That's when you're a little hungrier than just popcorn.
Yeah, but usually I eat before I go to a movie, and I just snack on candies.
You ever
I
get
mean,
the
if you're boss enough? You just put it in a to-go box and sneak it in under your shirt. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I know this is a tumor. I'm going.
It's a
tumor.
It's a tumor. It's a tumor. It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor.
No, those chimichangas are good though.
Chimichanga. What about the crunch ice cream bites? Have you ever had those?
I'll get ice cream every once in a while. Yeah. I really like the Snickers. They're pretty much
Snickers
like Snicker
ice cream,
ice cream dots.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they have dots too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Oh,
yeah. Those are good, and the ice cream bars are good too.
Those are my favorite. I was kidding.
Yeah.
Right? Ice cream bar.
Yeah.
So I think everybody in America, most of their go-to snack would probably be like popcorn, right?
I'd say, yeah.
I would say you're thinking about movie theaters. That's the main thing you think of. You think of popcorn, you think of a soda, and you think of a random candy.
Yeah. Why don't they have like kettle corn?
Ooh.
Why don't they do like...
I don't know. Something that I have seen a lot of is they do the seasonings now.
Yeah.
So they sell the little popcorn seasonings. You could get like garlic... Or nacho cheese.
Yeah.
I might try that.
I want them to put it on for me. I don't want to put it on. I'm too lazy to put it on.
I think kettle corn would be
I'm paying you a huge markup for this popcorn. You better do it.
Covered popcorn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be good. Yeah.
Almost like the Christmas tins.
Yeah.
So, do you think that movie theater food snacks have gotten too expensive?
A little.
Yeah.
They're definitely... I mean, I can go to Walmart and buy almost the same thing for like half as much.
Do you do that a lot of times? Do you just sneak your own snacks in?
Why do you think I wear cargo shorts?
Whenever I go, if I have time, I will stop at which the candy store in our mall freaking closed down. But I would
pay his taxes.
Oh,
really?
Shady.
How dare he? I would stop somewhere and I'd get candy first, and I would probably get a soda there.
Yeah.
And I always get the small. Never get the large. Because
that's
the
rumor,
small
by the way, that's like a firm.
It's
not much smaller than a large.
No, so it's like I just get a small.
The soda?
Yeah.
Well, the thing, you gotta get the large. If you get the large, you get 50 cent refills.
Yeah, but okay. I am never gonna refill that thing. If anything I'm gonna refill is the toilet bowl because I have to pee so much.
Yeah. But you know that if you get the large popcorn, you get the large popcorn, you get free refills. Our movie
does
theater.
It soak up the urine that's stuck in my stomach?
Kind of. It's popcorn. It's very airy.
I might need to try that.
Because
I always do that. I'm like, I need to hold off on drinking my soda. But instead, I drink my soda and I'm like, crap, I gotta pee like halfway through this movie.
Especially these movies are getting longer and longer.
And they're so good. They're so good.
Oh boy.
So I
don't want to get up.
I think the last Civil War, when we went to Civil War, I held it. I held
when
it.
We saw
I'm
Batman
like, I am
Superman,
not.
I didn't get up. I had to pee that whole movie. Didn't get
I
up.
Am not moving.
I had to pee during Civil War when I went.
It's uncomfortable, but I was still able to focus on the movie. It wasn't like that bad. So
that's why you get the large cup. You just
that's
like,
why
look.
You just install a catheter.
I just catheter. I zoom out. And catheter your pay.
So why do you think popcorn has become such a staple of movie theaters?
Because
snacks?
You can go anywhere and get candy, but you can't go anywhere and get fresh popcorn.
Yeah. And it's
Lowe's or Home
it's
Depot.
It's easy just to put in your mouth.
My Home Depot.
Wow.
It's easy just to put in your mouth, right? It's real portable and just shove it in. It's quick. It's salty, which a lot of people like. Salty and buttery.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's American way right there.
They need to start changing popcorn's name to America.
America corn.
America.
Freedom
corn. I want some America. Extra butter.
Put the America in my mouth.
I need some freedom corn.
Where's Captain Diabetes?
Freedom corn.
He's right around the corner.
Tee.
Right on his upper.
He's always there.
That Captain it has to have gears, too. And a CB radio. It has to have gears and a CB
radio. He's like taunting truckers. This is Captain Diabetes. Pulling you over at I-64. I see you need like a big old tub of popcorn coming your way.
Breaker 19.
Breaker 19 is Captain Diabetes.
Ah.
Diabetes. Like short handles.
This is Captain DB.
this is Teddy Bear One.
Oh, coming through, you know, Teddy Bear.
That's a song, by the way.
Yeah.
You know that song?
Mm-hmm, it's a good song.
I love that
song.
Sad. It makes me cry.
Yeah. It doesn't take much to make me cry.
Well, my grandpa was a quadriplegic, so.
What?
Really?
Yeah. He was quite, so it like, remind, and he's from Kentucky, so that song really hits home.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, poor Leviticus. We just had a moment on the podcast. So trend of dinner theaters. That's kind of popular right now.
Yeah.
You got all, like, in Orlando, you got AMC. It's like AMC dinner and a movie. You got,
Disney's got one. Hope Springs.
You got Cena Bistro now.
Cena Bistro.
So, have you guys been to the dinner theaters at all?
No.
No.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Do you think you could sit and have a meal at a dinner theater?
No.
So, the one thing I like is... Well, I mean, obviously you'd have to go, and people do, like the Cine Bistro. You can get there, like, I think an hour early. And
you
like
could get
eat
in the
before
theater.
The movie starts.
Yeah, you could do that at the bar, and then you get in the theater. What you do at the cinema shows, you get in the theater half an hour early,
yeah.
And you have a waitress. So the comfy seats, and they have a little tray. Waitress comes, you place everything you want for the whole movie. They order one time.
That's the one thing I like about it.
So if you wanted to drink four beers during the movie, you would have to order all four, and they bring them all in once.
Or you get up and you go to the kiosk and buy it.
Yeah. Or that. And so they'll bring it along, you can eat, and they've got super fancy stuff. They got filet mignon, but then they got burgers, and they did sliders, and they've got chicken and
really
salads.
Really expensive,
and,
I hear.
But again, yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
They're expensive, too, just like theater candy.
Now, the one in Orlando I went to was a little bit better. You had a comfy seat, and you had a little side thing right here that kind of went around. And you could go and you would order your food at like a regular movie theater, and then you would just take it in. But they had more sophisticated stuff.
One thing I'm surprised there's not like a little thing you could do with your phone. Like you just go to this website, place your order, and they bring it.
Right,
to you.
That'd be cool.
That would make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it just pops up out of your phone.
Yeah. So they do have the dinner theaters. That's a new trend going out. I'm personally not wild about them. It's a neat experience to do once, I think. But I like the classic snacks, popcorn, candy type movie theater experience.
So
I just thought that was kind of worth mentioning. You know, I can't talk about food without talking about memories.
Food memories.
Because food is only so good because of the memories we have of it. It changes our experience, changes our take on food is the memories we have of the food and the culture growing up and the experiences we've had eating it. So, do you guys have any really good, awesome food memories of being at a movie theater when you were kids or anything like that that you remember or rituals you'd have?
When I was younger, in California, it was a small town, so we only had a movie theater, and it was only four cinemas. And, I grew to know everybody that worked there. So I would always get Red Vines, and then the people that worked there, I forget what his name was, I'd always get in the movie free. He'd always sneak me in. He'd be like, there's cameras, but if you go like at a certain time, like if I'm up there watching the cameras, go ahead and go.
Nice.
And I would get in so many times for free, and I'd get my Red Vines, get my soda, and I'd go on in.
Nice.
Yeah, that's probably
so. Your favorite memory is stealing from the movie theater.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're
classic
younger,
Mexican thing, me.
When you're younger,
according to Donald Trump, you're all thieves and racists. So
no worse than hopping the border.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Hey, I was younger, and it's like, I didn't know any better. I was like, hey. Free movie?
Yeah. I did that a couple times when I was a teenager. We would buy like one ticket and then we'd go to see a second one after.
Yeah.
So I'm not innocent myself either. That's a good memory though.
Innocent. Yeah. Yeah. I never really went. I didn't go that to the movies a lot with my family.
No.
No. My dad. I remember my dad taking me to see the first Transformers. And then he almost got in a fight with a guy afterwards.
The first live-action Transformers?
Yeah. Yeah.
You were a kid when the live-action Transformers came out?
I was 17.
Oh, yeah. I was in high school.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
2007.
Old man.
It's made me feel really old.
Old man.
Old man.
I was a dad for like 6 years by then.
Keep that for the geek news.
Okay. How about you, Tommy?
Wait, hang on. You can't just start that. So your dad almost got in a fight. What?
Yeah, good point.
Someone was like,
"GoBots are better." It's like, you son of a bitch.
No, it was after my dad ran into an old friend of his, and then his old friend was like getting in a dispute with another guy, and so my dad was
trying to defend his friend.
Yeah, stepping in, but nothing ever happened.
Gotta love those friends. It's like, I remember you hanging out.
This guy said I'm fat! Fight him for me!
Dadgummit, there's a reason why I stopped hanging out with you.
How about you, Tommy?
Nope.
No
memories at all? What about from us? With us? What about memories with us?
Because if anything, I'm not really focused on the food. I'm focused on the movie. The food will always scarf that bad boy down before the 10 minutes into the movie, so I'm just sitting there watching.
Okay, how about this? Do you have a memory stuck in your head of a time that you went to the movies? It was just like a cool experience. Not to deal with the food, but just a movie experience.
I remember going to see Episode 1 with my dad. I thought that was really fun. Like, you know, he was, I don't know how much he was into Star Wars, but I'm pretty sure he watched them all when he was, before I was born. And so when we went to go see it, it was kind of like he was passing the lightsaber on to me.
That's cool. So you guys went and saw, like, Episode 1? Did you see F1, 2, and 3?
Nah, he passed away before 2 came out.
Okay.
No, wait, before 3 came out.
Feels.
Before 2002?
3 came out 2005, I think.
No, I saw episode 2 with my aunt and step-cousin, and so he was doing something. And then episode 3 came out after he passed away.
Okay. So you went and saw Phantom Menace with him, though?
Yeah.
And that was fun?
It was fun.
Cool.
Back in where this old theater now is a church. Crazy,
well, you were young. Yeah. Yo, you went and saw Edgewater at that theater?
Yeah.
Wow, so that building has a lot of memories for you, more than just...
Yeah. Pretty cool little place.
That's pretty cool. You were young when Phantom Menace came out.
Yeah, I was 9.
Yeah. Because I was like 14.
I remember going with my brother to that. I think it was my brother. Seeing a bunch of people dressed up as...
there was so much hype for that movie.
Huge.
Padme,
Princess
yeah.
Queen Amidala.
That's what you knew her at first, was Queen Amidala.
My biggest food memory probably of movie theaters is I was Forrest Gump this
Forrest
coming
Gump.
Out.
Oh.
So I had
Changed
to have been
nation.
Had to have been 8 or 9. My mom has been married twice, and then now she's got somebody she's with. And my stepdad at the time, I had an older stepbrother and he was a cool dude. But we didn't have a whole lot of money growing up, and so when we would go to movies, like my brother and I would have to share popcorn, or we wouldn't be able to get a whole lot of snacks or whatever. So what he told me is my stepbrother got a job, and he was like, hey, listen, I'm going to take you to go see Forrest Gump, just the two of us, and I'm going to get you whatever we want. And so the two of us, we went, and we got like large popcorn, and got like 2 refills of it, and like 4 things of candy and sodas and stuff. So that's always cool. That's a fun memory I have of just being able to kind of splurge when I was a kid and feel special. And then going to movie theater with Victoria with Larry is always pretty special too. Sitting and watching her just ooh and aah and absorb and eat popcorn and candy with her and throw candy back at her and stuff. Well, one of my favorite food memories is recently when we all went to the movie theater. And Larry went to the bathroom, and we pretended like we ate all her candy. Remember, she gave me her candy, and she was like, "Hey, don't eat this, Dad." And so then I gave it to like you guys, and you gave me the empty bag.
I think Will took
it, didn't
he?
Yeah.
I took one. I remember that.
It was pretty funny. And she was like about to cry. Movie theaters are awesome, man. It's an experience. Having the food and the snacks makes it even better. I wish they'd lower the prices.
Get to a movie theater, put some snacks in your mouth, in your face. Go see X-Men Apocalypse coming out next week. Eat some movie theater food. Tell us about it. Maybe take some pictures. Share it with us. Remember, you can share things with us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm even on Snapchat now.
Whoa.
Yes. Cray. You can always find us at Deep Fried Geeks. So find us on there. Share that stuff with us. Email me if you want to. If you have an awesome movie theater food memory you think that we should talk about, email me. Tell me about it. Maybe we'll talk about it on the next pod. Metman.blog@gmail.com. And then remember, you can always, if you haven't yet too, you can always download our podcast on iTunes.
Ooh.
And please share a review on iTunes, because the more reviews we got, the higher we go up in the rankings.
Of people and.
Yes, somebody kiss.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
And dot, dot, dot.
Hey, guess what, Tommy?
What's up, Abby?
Geek news!
Well, I guess it's that time of the evening when we get to fill in the geek news. Geek news at 10.
The geek sounded a little chill today. Are you chill today, geek?
Yes.
A chill geek.
Chill geek.
It's past my bedtime.
So, I don't really know how this kind of passed through my radar. I don't know if I've just been really busy with going to Michigan and stuff.
Yeah.
But they casted a young Han Solo. And I guess it's about 2 weeks old news. And I feel like somebody should totally take my geek card away.
Chewie.
Tom, you said you kind of have kind of heard it, right? Yeah. But Leviticus didn't really know either. He's, excuse me.
This is your geek card.
He is kind of a nobody.
Oh,
thank you for taking my geek card away. Yeah. His name is Alden Ehrenrich. I'm probably butchering
Ehrenrich.
Ehrenrich. He was born in 1989. So he's
1 year older than me.
Yeah, so he's 28, 27?
27.
So he, I don't know, pull up his picture. I guess he could kind of pull off for a young Harrison Ford a little bit. He was in Hail Caesar. Is really the only note, the only kind of
Beautiful Creatures.
Yeah, Beautiful Creatures. Hail Caesar. Stoker. Blue Jasmine. I've heard of that. I don't know what that is though.
Here's some other ones. Yellow Bear.
A lot of shorts, documentaries, and stuff. Nothing huge. He is kind of a nobody, which is cool. So he's going. He's cast as Han Solo.
Which in it the seems that's the route that they're going. Have you noticed with all the movies?
I think it's a good idea.
I
think it's better. Like a lot of the things I like are just like people I've never heard of before.
I mean,
like,
look at the original movies. Nobody knew any of those before,
except Rogue One with Forrest Whitaker. You know, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, Forrest Whitaker's weird eye face pops up. And he's like, "Hey, hey, you guys."
We're going to save the Empire. What's a Vader?
What will you turn into? I think what he says.
Soup?
He'll
pretend it's soup.
So that's kind of cool news. I'm excited about that. I don't know. I'd probably been more excited if it was somebody that we knew, but...
Charlie Cox.
That would be weird.
Oh, like Daredevil playing Han Solo or something?
I guess he could kind of pull it off.
Why is Han Solo walking into everything?
I don't know if I would want him as a Han Solo.
Have you guys watched Supergirl?
Nope.
I have not watched Supergirl either.
Uh-huh.
I heard it had some potential.
I don't plan on watching.
It was not getting very good ratings on CBS. Nope. And
So guess what?
CBS was kind of like, meh, I don't know if we're going to renew it. And CW was like,
we'll take it.
Give it to us. Put it in her hands.
Yeah, I think CW is going to... I'm not going to watch it, but I know CW will take it.
Here's the good thing, is every other comic book thing that CW has done so far, golden, amazing, Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, good stuff.
What Supergirl means is
a lot more crossovers.
You know what else it means? Excuse me. We're one step closer to a TV version of the Justice League. Because now we're going to have Flash. We have Arrow. We're going to have Martian Manhunter. Because he's in Supergirl. And you get Supergirl. She's already talking about her cousin a little bit.
Wink, whoever that is.
So, yeah. So, you're one step closer to at least some kind of form of the Justice League.
You think it's just
going
to be a love triangle? I think that's what it's going to turn into.
Awkward, that'd be pretty funny. Do I want to go so I think that's super exciting. They could even, CW at this point could even take Constantine if they wanted to. I think Constantine's actually shown up in Arrow. I think doing some crossovers with Constantine and Arrow. So, CW.
Get your gun.
Is it CW? Yeah. CW might as well just be called the comic book channel.
Comic book world.
Between them and AMC.
Comic one.
Those are the two channels that get it. I thought that was pretty exciting. Krypton. They're having a show going to pilot called Krypton. I believe that's going to be a CW show as well. And that is going to take place
on Krypton.
On a Krypton, but it's going to be about Superman's grandfather. Oh. So it's not Jor-El, but it's his
grandfather.
It's Jor-El's father. So it's going to be that whole thing and the rise of Krypton and of the Kryptonians and Kandor and all that stuff. So that's going to pilot, so that's pretty exciting and different, cool too. They are flooding our eyes with superhero TV shows.
Right now, yeah.
Preacher, which is a comic book graphic novel, is getting its own TV show on AMC, too.
AMC?
AMC, yeah. So they are overloading everything with comic
books. So much comic.
Yeah.
Comic
books. Civil War. We saw Civil War last week.
Map.
We gave a review on it and stuff.
Map.
What?
Map.
Civil War 2, the comic book.
Map.
Was released on Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Stop.
That's where you draw the line.
Civil War 2, Episode 0. Yeah. Issue 0. I picked it up. You haven't been to the comic book store yet, Tommy, right?
No. I'm jonesing.
It's following, so far the first issue is following Miss Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, not Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel is a little Indian girl who could stretch really far.
I apologize. she's Muslim. Jane.
James and the Giant Peach?
Jane.
Oh.
No.
Jane.
What's her real name?
Carol
Danvers.
Carol Danvers. I thought you were talking about.
That's the real name. Carol Danvers.
Marvel. Yes.
Captain Marvel. And so it's following her a little bit. A little bit of She-Hulk up in that, too.
Mm-hmm. Almost a little bit of everything kind of ties in. There's a lot of, like I think Spider-Man had his own little thing in Civil War. Next month or next couple weeks, the Totally Awesome Hulk's going to be tying in.
Hulk
number 7 is going to be
they're tying everybody.
Yeah.
Well, so they've got the branches out into everything, but then they've got the set line too. Yeah. So pretty good. Pick that up from your local brick and mortar. It's kind of exciting. DC Rebirth comes out too soon. Next week, I think Rebirth comes out. We're kind of redoing everything from the new 52.
Yeah, good.
So that's kind of exciting as well. So that's comic book news. X-Men Apocalypse. Out next week. Are you guys excited for it?
Yeah.
There's a new international trailer come out. Thing I'm worried about.
Wolverine.
I'm worried about that.
Mutants taking over our schools?
They are not. None of these comic book movies are learning from each other.
No.
No.
And they're releasing so much damn footage.
Whoa.
With every single trailer, it's more and more and more and more and more.
I've already seen it. I mean, I've watched four
trailers.
We'll
see the whole movie already.
I'm done.
Was it? There was a trailer. I think it was at Civil War. You see it where the girl gets caught on a buoy and there's a shark.
Yeah.
It's like, I know what the movie is.
She gets stuck in the
buoy, and then she has to try to make it to land when there's a shark in the water.
Can she do it? She seems really great. No, she got bit in the leg. They already ruined that, too.
I know. It's like, I already know the movie.
What are you going to do, Blake Lively? We already know the damn movie.
Well, what they should have done with that trailer is they just should have shown the snippet of her having the little, dream thing.
and her in the water being scared, and then see the shark come out, and then maybe do a little thing at the end, like a quick little fucking thing of her. Sorry, I'm getting passionate. The movie trailer's making me angry. Of her just like sitting on the buoy all frayed, like. And then they close it out. That's what you get to show us.
But they showed way too much, and now it's like, I'm not going to go see that movie.
They show us so much. I'm
not going to go see that movie.
It's like Batman Superman.
Plot twist. She's in a coma.
Like, so much of the good action. So much of the good action stuff they showed us. And that's the thing that makes me mad about Apocalypse. We know Wolverine's in it because they had to show his little claws.
I know. Why did they have to show that?
Did they not think people were going to go see it?
Apparently not. They're making fun of Apocalypse's face.
Well, nobody coming from me, I'm still going to see it. But it's just like, for me, I'm so tired of Wolverine.
Yeah.
That it's just like, well, now I don't want to see it. It's like Wolverine's in another X-Men movie. I know that's going to piss some people off, but it's like, focus on other people. Like, Wolverine has been in every X-Men movie.
Yes.
Yeah, Gambit has been in one. Bring Gambit. Which he's getting his own.
They tried. But
we don't need Wolverine in every.
No,
X-Men movie.
No.
But Wolverine. Yeah.
I know I love Wolverine. I think he's awesome. He's one of the greatest X-Men. But it's like.
Or put him in the movie, but let him be a complete surprise.
Right, yeah.
That would have been a little better.
But now it's like, what that made me think is, well, they needed Wolverine because he's indestructible, so he's going to kill him. Like, I almost know. That's what's in my head, is I almost know how it's going to end.
Yeah. Like
Deadpool.
See, that would be awesome. That would
be cool, right? Have us be surprised. Like, have them have to go into an area and fight Apocalypse, fight a bunch of bad guys, like, the four horsemen, and they're in there fighting them in this thing that, as geeks, you know, is maybe Weapon X facility, and they're losing, and they're about to die, and Cyclops is like on the ground, and somebody's like, and Solace got him pinned down, and all of a sudden you just hear and Berserker Rage comes out, snick snick Wolverine, and it's a complete surprise, and the whole theater would erupt, and it would be awesome.
Yeah, but now they've completely ruined it.
It's frustrating. So frustrating. But I'm still excited about the movie coming
out. Petition! Petition!
Are you excited about...
What, do you want a PG version?
No.
I want to take my 7-year-old. Are you excited about seeing it, Tommy?
I do want to see it. I like the way they've taken it so far. After Days of Future Past. So I'm curious where they're going to... Like, how that story's going to kind of change.
Days of Future Past was good.
Yeah.
It's turned into Miss... These three new movies have turned into Mystique movies instead of Wolverine movies, but...
Yeah.
Okay, we got J-Law. Let's just put her on your face. She's Mystique, but let's just make her J-Law.
Get her
on
sales and just put her in the movie. Yeah. She's pretty. Put her in the front line.
Yeah.
But you need Wolverine in Days of Futures Past, because it's about him.
Well, no, that's fine, but it's just... I just feel like it's so self-centered around him.
Here's
because
the thing,
he's
though.
The one that's kind
of
sold
it a lot is
the
Days of Future Past comic has Wolverine in it, but he's not the one who goes back in time.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. Kitty Pryde goes back in time.
Using him as a conduit because he was the one who was alive back then.
No,
sort of. There was more Professor X.
No, Kitty Pryde goes back in time in the comic. Wolverine does not go back in time in the comic.
We'll have to look it up.
Yes, it is not. In the comic, it is not Wolverine. We'll look it up. I'm excited about it, though.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
I don't think we're going to go see it on opening day.
Probably not.
Because
we're going to be
at MegaCon next week.
MegaCon!
Unless it's opening Thursday.
Do you guys know who Geoff Johns is?
No.
Geoff Johns is a major DC guy. He's had his hand in DC stuff for a long time. He's dipped his hand into Flash a little bit, the TV show, Legends of Tomorrow a little bit. He goes way back. He wrote some comics, produced some comic movies, stuff like that. DC and Warner Brothers were kind of like, hey, we're scared because of Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, we need somebody else involved. So...
they are bringing Geoff Johns into the mix, and he is going to be
a script editor,
and be highly involved in Justice League. Yeah. So a lot of geeks are excited about that, because people still kind of want to see Zack Snyder's kind of version a little bit, but they want to have somebody else involved. So Geoff Johns is going to be involved. So a lot of people were happy about that.
Geoff Johns.
So that was kind of worth talking about.
New Assassin's Creed poster.
Yeah, did you see the trailer for it?
No. Oh, yes. Wait. Maybe.
Good trailer.
Trailer's pretty cool.
Wait, yeah, he did. Yeah.
I was all into that trailer. I'm like, yeah, this looks awesome. And it looks like this the video game. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm a god, but I'm not a god, but I'm a god. And you got like Kanye West rapping in this
trailer. Oh, I know. They did it with... And it's, I hate Kanye.
I don't mind Kanye too much. I like old Kanye.
Yeah.
I love the old Kanye. I'll have to have you guys listen to that. But it's... it was a great trailer, but that song just kind of ruined it for me. It looked like the video game. Did you think it did?
Like, it made me feel a lot like it with the fight and the assassinations and the jumping.
Yeah. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, I can't
wait. That's like one of your favorite video games, right?
It is. Pretty good series.
Yes. Are you happy with the route they're going in the Spanish Inquisition?
I think that makes sense. I think they should avoid the storyline of the video game just so it doesn't like upset a lot of people.
Because they never did the Spanish Inquisition in the video game, right? I think that's kind of cool. You know what I think would be cool too is if they did something like because the whole thing is going back in time in historical moments of your ancestors, right? So what if they went into the future and then they went back into like the JFK assassination and his ancestors?
So like you're saying like Lee Harvey Oswald was an assassin and why he killed JFK?
Yeah,
like some big conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be neat, right?
So,
or like,
supposedly,
you know, Lincoln.
Today,
oh wow,
Mark 7.
Lincoln would have been a cool thing to like go back in time, like them trying, like the Templars killing Lincoln because he was
doing
something
cool,
and he couldn't save him. That'd
be
kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Anyway,
today marks 17 years Star Wars Episode 1 was released.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Does it make you feel old?
A little bit.
Yeah, a tid.
A tiddly bot.
I thought I had some
mini muffins.
I thought I had some Transformers news.
You guys hear they're coming out with a Slender Man movie?
They finally like announced the next title of the new.
Was it the title?
Yeah.
I can't find it. I had
The Last Night or something.
The Last Night. I hope to God it is not like the last one.
I kind of like the last one.
Oh, I thought it was horrible.
It was an odd way they introduced some characters.
It was.
I haven't seen a full Transformers movie since the atrocity of Transformers 2.
It wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't bad.
I didn't care. I liked the trilogy of the cinematics, but I don't count this last
one
as part of it. I think that they... I don't know. I just thought it was horrible.
You like Transformers 2?
I liked all three of them. I did. I liked all three of them.
I liked the first one. There was a lot of stuff I didn't like in the first one. It for me, what they did is like they pinpointed me out and they were like, hey, well, you know all that stuff you hated in the first one? We're going to put more of it in the second one. Like, I didn't like... The whole, in the first movie, the whole let's dance around the house and pee on the bush thing. And the humor and joking around. I did not like that. And
I thought it was kind of funny that, you know, they're like giant robots. They're trying to be sneaky and there's no way they can be sneaky.
What didn't you, like, what part of that?
It felt forced. And like his parents, Shia LaBeouf's parents, and the whole comedy thing. It just felt really forced to me.
Yeah.
And this comes back to more of the stuff we talked about. Like, Tom was surprised when I said I don't like all the comedy in the Avengers. I don't think that every movie needs to be ha-ha funny all the time.
No.
And I don't think
it's funny the whole time, though.
Yeah. And it's not, but I just, like, that part of the movie, I think it just kind of killed the momentum. Like, it was a little bit of action, 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 and then you're just starting it in, you see all the Transformers, and they're like, oh, let's spend literally 30 minutes at his house. And I just felt like, and then so then they took that, and then I hated Megan Fox in it and all the sexual innuendos. And then they took, and then the second one, they're like, let's have Megan Fox having sex with a robot. And the little robot guy humping her leg and looking up her skirt.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
about that. And then they get the two robots who are, like, super racist in it, like, twins. Really bad, the twins.
I love the twins.
And then they create the giant robot who has the ball swinging in the middle of his legs. Oh, it was just too much for me. I don't even think I finished it. And then I tried to watch the third one, and I got maybe 15 minutes into it, and I was like, same crap, and I turned. Because, like, sexual innuendos all through the whole, and I was like, this is dumb. I don't want my Transformers to have sex and potty humor.
They're giant organisms. They've got to do it. They're cybernetic organisms.
I wouldn't mind some robot sex, but I don't need, like, half-naked women.
Leecher history.
But I don't need half-naked women in it. I don't know. I know you guys disagree with me, but that's what makes the conversation entertaining.
Well, I agree to an extent, but it's not like it's large parts of the movie where that stuff's happening. It's just random small parts.
Rewatch Transformers 2, bitch.
I'm always trying to tear me down.
Let's take notes of exact times and how many hours. It, like a Mr. Skin video. So it's like we have to give the exact time.
I'm sorry,
of the
Tommy.
Sexual
I'm not trying to tear you down.
You always tear me down, son.
How am I always tearing you down?
Man, son.
How am I always tearing you down?
This is beside the point. So Transformers.
Did you find it? Did they come up with a title?
I couldn't find it. Whatever. Tom,
the last night or something.
That's
like
probably
that.
Closest
the
thing you could get.
Something you, like that. Which is supposed to symbolize... Okay, I can't remember. I was reading into it. I can't remember.
See, I had high hopes for the last one because it had Mark Wahlberg. But it just turned into a horrible nightmare.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. Last night, spelled with a K.
Okay,
so,
last night,
yeah. So, Dark Knight Rises, last night.
I probably won't see it. I didn't see the last one. I probably won't see that one.
And Tyrese Gibson.
You throw some Dinobots in it?
There was Dinobots in the last one.
Really?
It was horrible. It was horrible.
I don't know.
You know how you said that the whole them running around and dancing in the house was forced? I felt like it was forced. I don't know. I just
don't like the way they introduced them. It's not like it was in the TV show where the Autobots built the dinosaurs because they found fossils.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're like, oh, that'd be cool to build these things.
That was one of my favorite Transformers series was the...
the original?
The
Beast Wars?
Beast Wars.
Oh, that one was different,
gosh.
I love that
show. I would record that show on VHS tapes.
Yeah, Beast Wars was affiliated with Transformers.
No, it was. It was in the same universe.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
The way it was set up, so basically, like, Beast Wars happened in the future. They're having, the Decepticons and Autobots having a fight again.
Yeah.
The Autobots chase them in a black hole. And the black hole takes them to Earth after the Ark has crashed on the Earth. But it's still like the Jurassic period or whatever. So the Ark's sitting on Earth where the Autobots crashed.
Okay.
And they wake up and they kind of have the
I loved that show. Starscream actually turned good. He was a raptor.
That wasn't Starscream. They all most of them had different names except for Megatron and Optimus Primal.
Bumblebee didn't have the same name. It was something else. But he
Bumblebee.
Was a.
It was Rat Trap, the Rhino, which was Cheetor.
Oh,
Optimus
that's
Primal.
Right. Yeah, but Cheetor was Bumblebee in a sense. Like
in a way,
they kept it. Kind of the same. They just you're right. They had different names.
Yeah,
but there was
Pterosaur was a pterodactyl. Waspinator, the spider that
I remember they made a PC game of.
Yeah,
based on
PlayStation. Yeah, that was.
Did they have a release date in the new movie?
No, I can't.
Not.
My
I think
phone.
It's 2018,
the signal on my phone's horrible. I can't pull up anything.
Cool.
So,
so rewatch the Transformers movies. See if you side with me or Tom and Leviticus.
I think they need to put Wolverine in Transformers.
That would make it better.
Well, then you wouldn't watch it. That's it. He's in there, too. He's an Avenger now.
Fudge.
You guys got any other geek news?
No.
All right. You brought that to my mind. So
hey, if you live in Florida and you're going to MegaCon next week,
Orlando find area.
Us. Search us out. We'll do a video with you. Maybe we'll pod with you. Who knows? Check us out. We'll be in the MegaCon next week live.
We will have shirts on.
Well, some shirts. We're doing a bunch of stuff.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Some people won't have shirts. And that'd be cosplaying with no shirt on.
I want to cosplay as Megan Fox with the robot having sex with Malik.
I'll be there all day long.
Hey, that's pretty easy to do. All you need is a skirt and a tube top, and then we'll build a box robot hanging around your leg.
Yeah, and you just pull a string and just humps.
Come check us out. We're going to be live podcasting, doing a bunch of fun stuff. Thanks for listening this week. And as always, keep calm and
geek
on.
Man pawn, son.
Man pawn, son.
Man pawn.